Are we a little better?
Yeah.
How are we doing now? Is it any better, Mr. Alter? It's getting there.
I can understand you, that's what counts.
Okay, everyone else is all right?
As much as I ever can.
Good, Baruch Hashem. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, just before we begin, I have to share with you, it's Sasa Neichi Al Imrasecha Kamaiti Shalom Rav. The Melech says that, I guess it's in Yonim of Ashavas Aveda and Mitzias and Yush. So we're learning the Sugya, so it's appropriate as well. Sasa Neichi Al Imrasecha Kamaiti Shalom Rav. The joy that the Melech experiences when he sees the Divrei Torah, he finds the Divrei Torah, it's Kamaiti Shalom Rav. It's like a person who finds a treasure, like precious jewels, overwhelmed with excitement. Kamaiti Shalom Rav. So I have to share with you a personal story that happened last night. I was zoicha to this pasuk in two different ways. Sasa Neichel Masech Kamaiti Shalom Rav. So I was doing some cleaning out in my parents' apartment. Those who've ever been zoicha to do cleaning out know that you never know what you're going to find when. And there was something in the back of my mind already for a while. I knew that there was an old Kiddush cup that my father, Mashallah, had used, that, if I'm not mistaken, was the Yerusha from his grandfather. So he's talking about, this is my father's grandfather's, how many generations is that? My great-grandfather, right? Yeah, my great-grandfather, okay? So my son, Mary Yaakov, was named after Yaakov, after that, that his great-great-grandfather. I knew that this cup was around in the house somewhere, but I can't say I was besiyayish with it already, but I had looked throughout the Pesach stuff many, many times, and somehow, I'm sure they must have gotten misplaced, maybe got thrown out. I had no idea what happened to it. And punk yesterday, I was in a different place, looking not with the Pesach stuff, with some other glasses and other things, and I found this thing that was wrapped up. I said, strange, why is this thing wrapped up? I opened it up, and there it was. I said, set on the Chag of Pesach. I said, Mamash, Pesach Kiddush cup. So I was very, very excited. But I have to tell you a secret. I was significantly more excited with something else that I found, also last night, in a different room in the house. It also had a good Pesach, and this part, I think, is going to blow everybody away. As I've mentioned many times, the first time I had this chus to learn Maseches Pesachim was when I was in 11th grade with Rabbi Mordechai Marcus, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of my early rabbeim, who was just nifter actually this past year right after Pesach. He had literally just been nifter right after Pesach. And I quoted him on occasion many, many times. So over the years, I've heard from me quotes of Gomad Moed. I was in a shift 2.5 years. And really, really, some of the mamshim kolter kula tachas yadoi, and I learned with him Maseches Pesachim. Actually, the first parak. He says the end of the year we learn part of the second parak, but the bulk of the year we learn with the first parak. The sugya that we're holding in right now, and many of the Torahs that I've been saying, many of the things I've been saying, their roots, the original shayrish of them had come from that lima, from some of those shiurim, and it had been bothering me for a long time that I couldn't find the notes. And Mamash, I couldn't find where my original notes were. I was searching for my house. Mamash had no idea where I placed that notebook of my notes from Shura from Maseches Pesachim. So also by Shtichel Mashiach for them. Believe it or not, last night I found them. They were part of a pile of other notebooks from Shura, from other places, from other my own notes. Somehow, somewhere over the years, 20 years ago, I'd stuck them in the bottom of a pile somewhere. I forgot. Yeah, where I put them. And Kachava, I found the notes. Mamash Lestan, I found the notes. So I was with trepidation. I opened up the notes to see. So what did I write when I was 16 years old? 39 years ago. What was going on in my life 39 years ago? I open up, and what do I see? The first thing there. B'deraisim b'tal b'yamasagi v'asmein b'tal rashis tashbisim taizazach tazoi shtei dvar b'mishus shalodom the Ramban. Everything, exactly, nothing's changed in 39 years. It's the same Rashi, the same Taisus, the same Ramban, the same Taisus. It's tashbisim before chatzais, it's tashbisim after chatzais. I'm starting to read, I'm shaking. It was written like a kid. I was 16 years old, so it was written a little, I use that style today, but it was the same tochen, it was the same stuff. So those were really, really fascinating. I brought them here to Yeshiva, actually. So I brought those notes together with a whole bunch of other things. So after Shia, everyone wants to help me carry up some stuff. I got a box full of treasures. And one of those treasures is those notes from Maseches Pesachim. So we'll see what Chidushim will come out. We'll see. You never know. So everybody, step back to our story. Let's begin learning today. So I said, Nechel, Maseches Pesachim. So Rabbi said, we left off yesterday questioning the Hilge Rabban. I can't even say that without shaking. We are going to question the Rabban? No, we're not going to have the chutzpah there. But the Sheikh Sa'ariyeh was able to question the Rabban, especially since he didn't see the Rabban. The Sheikh Sa'ariyeh didn't have a Rabban. So the Sheikh Sa'ariyeh said, the following Ha'ara. So just to put us back into the swing of things, into the mindset of the Rabban, the Rabban told us that the whole Yisayda Yisaydis, a bitul chometz, all of that da'al is predicated upon the truth of Davav, of Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Dvamim, Shis HaShal Adam. Because fundamentally, you should never have been over by your own words. In the first place, it's not really yours. Except, you're making believe it's yours. So the Torah says, good, stop making believe. Be maskin da'ichla da'as ha'Torah, and that's all you have to do. And then b'meila, it becomes not yours like it always was from day one. That was the thrust of the Rambam. But the Rambam got into a little bit of trouble because that presentation of his makes a lot of sense the way we pass in the Chavetz is also, but no, he said, we're not in the Shaloi, I got that. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi Aglili denied Bittul, so the Rambam didn't think so. Unlikely. No source in the Gemara, anybody denies Bittul. So the Rambam came up with this new formulation, even within that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Ken Zayin, that Rabbi Shmuel still makes sense. It's not Eina B'shusel Alts the Yisra Nashabai. It's Eina B'shusel Alts the by Rabbi Motze. Machmas Yisurai. I can't eat it, I can't hold on to it, I can't do it. I can throw into the fire to make fire, but come on, basically I can't. I'm not supposed to be using it, I'm supposed to be holding on to this chomet. And therefore, Messiah Shabbat Machmas Yisurai. And Messiah Shabbat Machmas Yisurai is also Mafkir the Shaloi. And the din should have been, there never should have been any problem with holding on to chometz. By definition, once the Torah gives me this by Rabbi Matzei, so Pesha also Pesha Itir. Licked in the parasha by Rabbi Matzei is the implicit Yush, which is Gufa Mafkiya the moment. Chitcha Torah for Bichayna Sokos Kubashusa, Maskim Datu Dasa Torah. So that was a break with Raman yesterday, that his model, or be slightly altered model, works even in the worldview of Rabbi Yosef. And Sheikh Zayi took issue with that. Sheikh Zayi says, no. Sheikh Zayi was assuming he's a devil poshut. That if you believe, like Rabbi Yosef Aglili, so then there's no room for Rabbi Shmuel in Tashtat. You cannot say with a straight face, Shnei Devam, Eidem Sishas, Wadam, if you're Rabbi Yosef Aglili, man. That was the Sheikh Zayi's breakthrough. And the Sheikh Zayi went on to show you that this is how you have to read the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Dav Zayin. Gemara Maseches Dav Zayin in Aleph has the famous case of the Hayyeshiv Yisimedrish, the guy sitting on the Shabbos or in the Yontif in the middle of the Taisus, and all of a sudden he realizes, Gevalt Geshvegen, I forgot to Gevalt of my Chometz, I forgot to get rid of my Chometz, what are you doing? He says, don't leave the Yisimedrish, Mevalt Lebelib Avedaya, just to build Chometz and call it a day. So Frederick Markasha, what do you mean? Bishwam Shabbos, I got it. Erpeshchas B'Shabbos. El B'yomtik Basri Suru, Frederick Gemara. It's after this Zman Yisra, and everybody knows you can't leave without Muhammad, it's after this Zman Yisra. To which the Gemara had to turn around, upside down, and say, Hochamai Eskir, it's not really Chometz yet. It's about to become Chometz. But look at it, it's Chometz. It's Loni Tonle Ha'amea, you can be without Muhammad and Yomtik. It's not Shayat to be without Muhammad and Pesach. It's the Achaz Zman Yisra. And what prevents you from being Mevatel Chometz after the Zman Yisura? What was the source? Who was the Tana? What was the Braisa that tied our hands and says, you can't be Mevatel Chometz after Zman Yisura? Who was it? Who was it? No? Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Shmuel says, Eina B'shusa Shel Adam. So since B'karon and Didi Mamnis and Pure Didi Mamnis, it's not B'shusa, Therefore, you cannot be mevapel liachas barisura. Now, why that's true exactly, we're not quite sure. Hefty, but we get a lot of things over the Gittaf off, we'll spend a lot of time on that. But Rabbi Shmuel was the one who was responsible for that premise in Chazal, that Bittul Yachas Manisur does one. It's Feshik Ban Davav, you can't argue with that. No, Fetish Shemisai Kasha, no, it's Kasha, and who can figure out the Kasha Shemisai? The Gemara deals, has this price in front of us that says there's Bittul Chometz on Yom Tov. You must say, crazy, impossible, Loi Nita Me'ameh, such a wild thing. You're right, Hakam Ha'iskid, it's not yet Chometz. I got a much better Teretz, says the Shemisai. I got a better Teretz than the Gemara. What's the Gemara derailing us a cup and turning the brice on its head? What does the Gemara say? No! Hamani who? Hamani who?
Rabbi Yosef.
Rabbi Yosef, really? Because the Shabbosai says, Rabbi Yosef really didn't buy into Rabbi Ishmael. The Shabbosai didn't see the Ramban. And if he saw, he could be arguing with it. The Shabbosai says it's not true. Rabbi Yosef really never heard of Rabbi Ishmael. So, Oba Zoy, according to Rabbi Yosef, really had never heard of Rabbi Ishmael. You could be a bit one, you're on the false side. That's the Shagazai's kasha on the Gemara. That's how Shagazai read the Gemara. Shagazai didn't have somebody smart. He didn't have Rabban, did it? He was sitting with a Gemara. It's like in this situation, a Gemara, we have maybe Kesha Rama, we've got things in your phone, we're missing every other thing, we can't find a guitar, we have nothing here. But we have the Gemara. So what's wrong? You have a Gemara, Rashi tells you Rambam, you have a Ran, you have a Ra, what are you? Whatever, you're good to go. So Shagazai was sitting. Sheikh Zayi spent a lot of time in Golos. He traveled a lot. Self-imposed Golos. He would go to go places nobody knew who he was. It was good. It was some thing some people used to do in Europe that it was good for a gaiva. I can imagine what a good bum guy Sheikh Zayi was. It was good for their remedias. They would go to places. They go sit in the base medrash, sit in the back of a shul. Someone no one know who they were. They would just sit and learn. So Sheikh Zayed did, he couldn't carry his whole library with him. He didn't have somebody smart. So he had a Gemara with him. He carried two things with him. Three things. His tefillin, his Gemara, and you know what else he used to carry? The famous story. Sheikh Zayed was very makbid on Yosha. So he used to carry, the way the story goes, he used to carry a bag of barley with him wherever he went, because it was impossible to get barley that was Yosha. So that was a heady. So you can imagine, that's all he did for 6 months a year, from Sukkot to Pesach. He sat with his Gemara in the back of Shul somewhere, no one knew who he was, and he had his barley for breakfast, lunch, and supper, and he wrote Sheikh Zayed. So he's sitting with the Gemara in front of him, and he's barley with his kasha to him, Sheikh Zayed. Why doesn't the Gemara say, Amar Rabbi Yosef Lili? You know what the Shagasai says? I'll tell you why. Because the Brisa says, Mavat the Beliboy, Rabbi Yosef Lili doesn't accept Bittul. You know why, said the Shagasai? Because of the Ram. Because the Ram told us that Bittul doesn't really make any sense. Because Bittul's mitam Hefker, but it's a joke. How can it work? According to the regulations of Hefker, it doesn't work. The answer is, what did the Ram say? The whole institution of Bittul, lock, stock, and barrel is piggybacking off of Rabbi Yishmael. If you don't accept Rabbi Yishmael, then you don't accept Bittul. So therefore, the Shekhar Zayi says, the price can't be Hamani Rabbi Yosef Lili. That would be an overkill. The Shekhar Zayi thought in his kash, listen to the way he changed the teams. He thought that Rabbi Yosef Lili is such a makil that not only will he accept Bittul, he'll accept Bittul even Echaz Mani Surai. And what's the maskana, Sheikh Zayi? No, Rabbi Yosef Lili is the biggest anti-Bittul person around. Because if you deny Rabbi Ishmael, then you can't accept Bittul Mitchila. You see how the Sheikh Zayi changed 180 degrees approach to what the world is going to be, Yosef Lili? So he thought that first Rabbi Yosef Lili was the biggest maker of Bittul, because since he's not bound to Rabbi Ishmael's formulation, Menbeila, he can accept Bittul even the Achaz Mani Surai. No, in the Teretz he says that's impossible because if you're not bound to Rabbi Shmuel, then you're not Bittul Metchili, there's no such thing as Bittul. And therefore the price is clear, not Rabbi Yosef Lili. So that mahalach of the Sheikh Zayi, that Rabbi Yosef Lili is not Meshuvah to Rabbi Shmuel, can't live in the sort of world, same world as Rabbi Shmuel, that the Ramban took issue with. 500 years before the Sheikh Zayi, the Ramban said that's not true. Ramban says Rabbi Yosef Lili is very much the secret of Rabbi Shmuel. Even though it's not also about no, it's still Messiah Shmer Machos Yisurai. So again, this digression that we had with the Sheikh Zayi is Machlokes the Rabban, it's fascinating. How the Heilige Sheikh Zayi came to the exact opposite conclusion of the Rabban, But it doesn't impact us in terms of the thrust of the sugya. So I put it on a asterisk at the bottom of a notebook somewhere. Don't lose it for 40 years. But it's there. It's an important aura. It's a fascinating shakasahi. But in terms of the trajectory of our sugya, we don't really need it right now. So let's get back into the main flow of the sugya through the eyes of the Ramban, that the basic background of Bito is assuming that Rabbi Shmuel is correct. Yeah. Where the Sheikh Ari claims that any mention of Bittul by definition is not Rabbi Yosef. It's not Rabbi Yosef, right? That's right. The Sheikh Ari would say that line is Mahawacha, but it's not Rabbi Yosef, right? The Ramban could not be Gaira such a thing. But the Ramban's whole thrust is Bittul is Chaiklav. Bittul is good as gold. Nothing's done around Bittul. The Sheikh Ari said, yeah, not so bad. Some people may not accept Bittul altogether. It's very possible. So everybody's saying, how did Chazal figure out this whole story, according to Ramban? This is like, you say to you say this. How did Chazal chop this whole notion? Who came up with this realization that Bittul works? I understand the whole background and the lumdus and the whole Chagaji, but like, where did it come from? So the Ramban throws out a possibility. In the second paragraph of the first amendment famous. The Epshu Vinochan Ulaimakidibi Rashi. The Rabban says, my entire theory is not negating Rashi. It's not contradicting Rashi. The Nafkum Medrish Tishbisu. Rashi says that ultimately Bittul was not something that we just sat around and philosophized about, but we learned it from a pasuk. Chazal figured it out because that's the Kavanah Satayr. This is all just elaborating on Rashi. Hashbosa, believe Zui Hashbosa, is something that Chazal figured out from simply understanding Lashon HaKodesh and understanding the context of Psukim in other areas. So when Chazal sat down and read Parshas Bo, they came right away to the realization Tashbisu means this entire picture of the Ramban. Because the only other way to teach up Tashbisu is Tevaron, and it's Pashat wrong. How do you know it's wrong? So says the Ramban, it's wrong because when the Torah wants the Torah to burn something, he knows how to say to burn. The Torah knows how to say Asherim Tishafun Baish. The Torah knows how to speak about physical destruction, and it doesn't use those Nishanis and Chometz. So from the context of our understanding of other mitzvah Torah, that's a proof that Tashbisu means Bittul. So how does Bittul work? What's the rationale? What's the philosophy? So that's what Rabban filled you in and says, it works because of Rabbi Shmuel, but it's from the word Tashbisu. It's not a steer, says the Rabban. The source of Bittul is the word Tashbisu. The lumdus is what I just presented. Would I have come up with the lumdus of my own without the pasuk? Maybe not. But the pasuk is begalbi. The Rebbeinu Shalom B'chachmasai was able to put a whole world of lomdus into one word, tashbisu. How do you know what tashbisu means? Oh, we look at what it can't. It has only one of two possibilities: either physical destruction or something else. Not can't be physical destruction because the Torah used that word in other places. It must be something else, and the something else makes a lot of sense based on the whole razzle dazzle of Mishmol, etc. And then the Rabbi goes further. You come up on Bittul Kishmai, Shivatla believe there is Chomtei Rotz Kiyumo, the Kachi Mashvos Hashvos B'chol Mokle. Then the Ramban is not done bringing you riots. The Ramban says, how do we know that Hashvos B'lev Zuhi Hashvosa, not just from the fact that the Torah didn't use Havar, but used in other places, but the very word Hashvosa, if you look in context in Tanakh, if you really understand Lashon HaKodesh properly, you realize that Lahashbis doesn't mean to destroy. K'moy, can you lo sashbis melch b'slakecha? Lo sevatel. Lahashbis means to be botel. So when the Torah says, don't hold off the salt off of your kabanas, the sashes, b'elach b'salkech b'al b'secha, me'al kabanecha, yamichasech where the pasuk is. It doesn't mean don't destroy salt. It's just who's throwing salt into the fire? It means don't be mevata putting salt there. When the Torah says Shabbos, Shabbos means a washing bittul. Shabbos means to not be involved in malacha, to be mevata in malacha. That's what Shabbos. That means lishbois. V'chein unkulos b'targim tevatul chamira. V'zeo shama b'gemara b'pshitos. Other because from the raisim, the rabbanim, the raisim, the rabbanim, v'lo ma'isi kro d'chsev. Says the Ramban, the Rashi is totally right. There's no ribui, there's no drasha, there's no gzeres shava, there's no vav, there's no s that teaches me bittul. The Gemara never says menohani mili bittul. Does the Gemara ever say menohani mili that you can't eat chametz on Pesach? It says the chumash not eat chametz on Pesach. Does the Gemara say menohani mili that I don't know? Give me another mitzvah to tell. Give me another one. Any mitzvah to tell, you name it. Menohani mili, you have to shake a lulav. It says the chumash l'chach chamim and beyom rishon. So menorah mili that pitul exists. What do you mean menorah mili? It says in the chumash tashbisu. Zukar be'ravu. I'm a pashti dekrom a pitulu. That's a pshat. It's not a drush. It's not a halacha mashum. See, it's a pasha pshat. It's tight in the words. And he says that's what the Bahag says. Matzas b'lachus gedelus. Ubasan the bodik mevatel dechsiv tashbisu ratech. That'll be drush Rashi's. So the Ramban is not backtracking what he said before, that the longest of bittul is maskim da'itul adasa ta'irah, and the longest of bittul is predicated on the truth of Rabbi Yishmael. All of that is correct, all of that is true. All the Ramban has added in this paragraph is that, by the way, we didn't come to this on our own, we realized this to be true from the word tashbisu in the Chumash. This is the thrust of the Ramban. So Rabbi Say, I did you a disservice on the Maamar Kamis, and I apologize, because for some reason I only quoted you one paragraph in the Ramban. I left out the next paragraph. It's a few paragraphs later. That's why I got misled. So was it sent out? Okay. New revamped Maamar Kamis. Take with the paragraph for Shuv Matzasi. So the Ramban, so far, only learned Sefer Shmos. So he learned Sefer Shmos, he learned the Targum of Sefer Shmos, he proved to you from Dikduk, from Lashon HaKodesh, from Katek Zilchumish, Matash Basavim, and we're good to go. And then the Ramban says, and later on, Vishur Matash B'Sifrei, then I learned Sefer Devarim. And I got to the Sifrei in the end of Parshas Re'eh. And you know what it says in the Sifrei in Parshas Re'eh? Lo yirah l'chos or, roh atal yachirim, lo yirah asor atarol, l'gavaya, lo yirah l'chos or atarol, l'platya, hang in, we don't know what that means yet. Sugya's down the line, hopefully. But listen to the last words of the Sifrei. Lo yirah l'chos or, batel b'libcha. What did the Torah say? Lo yirah l'chos or, zok Sifrei. Sifrei is the Medrash HaTanoim, is the official Torah Shebal Peh, going din, pasuk by pasuk. The Sifrei, the Hilgit HaTanoim, the Sifrei say, shteit in the chumash, lo yirah l'chomish l'chos or, b'mevata b'libcha. Mikan Amru, from this pasuk, Ha'olach Lishchanes Pischai, that if you went to Shekhti Karpes and forgot to burn your chametz, be mevata b'libay, that's the mission that says bittul works. Zuya Braisa Shnei Hashem. V'lamadati mimena zekter aman, she'ein ha'bittul medashlo imelosh tashbisu. Everything I just said in the last paragraph was not correct. If what I said before was right, that the Lashon Tashbisu means bittul, then what are the Tanoim and the Sifrei looking for other sources for? El Mamit L'chos Or, says the Ramban, bittul is derived from Lo'ir L'chos Or. How is bittul derived from L'chos Or? Listen to what the Ramban says. V'hu k'may shibir ashti l'malo. My source and Chumash was not correct, says the Ramban. I gave too much credence to Rashi's Tashbisu. But my longest is still correct, says the Ramban. My entire theory, my formulation is 100% right. The Kaven Shinishai Shmimena, the same Pizmi, Bibnei Surai, Umaitzi Midaita, Bachal Mama, Bibnei Bibnei Kisar Shalai, Kavshay Rakum, Bibnei Mama, Klai Yatzni Chavasai. Everything I said before I am Shom, says the Ramban, just plug it into this puff. What new was up the Ramban? Rabbi Yisrael, what did the Ramban just tell us? Gold, what did the Ramban just tell us? The Torah says you're only over by Roya Matzah if it's Mammon. Mammon Shalcha. L'cho Ataroya. Just as there's a din, if it's a goy, it's chometz and I over. I physically have a piece of bread in my house, that doesn't matter. It has to be l'cho, shecho Ataroya. Zok the Ramban. Since Rabbi Shmuel was true, and since Yisuri HaNoah don't belong to you, or Rabbi Yosef Wood's version, fundamentally all chomet should not be shalcha. Asar nakoski b'shusai. Bittul goes back to the original making it eino shalcha. Do I need a pasuk for bittul? Do I need a tashbisu for bittul? What is the Ramban saying at the end? No. I figured it out all on my own. Because it's not b'chal. The whole formulation that I said is emes la'amitai. It's true in dinim ominous. It's a clear equation of chesed mishpat. Chesed mishpat dictates that it's not mine. Mitchila. I just have to get around that quirk of asar nakosov. That'll get out easy. How do I avoid asar nakosov? Why was it asar nakosov? What did the Ramban say before? Asar nakosov was because you are taking it seriously. The minute you don't take it seriously, the minute you couldn't care less about it, it's ois asar nakosov. If it's ois asar nakosov, then the meila, it's not called yours, mitchila. So the real mokor for bittul is not tashbisu. Tashbisu means to burn. I have no idea what tashbisu means. Tashbisu is not the source of bittul. The source of bittul is exoizot in the sifrei. There's no posuk for bittul. I don't need to look around for a source of bittul. It's not lecha. It's not yours. That's why bittul works. What other great rishon would have been thrilled to see the Sifrei? Which great Risha would have been jumping for joy to see the Sifrei? Who? Tosfos. But not for the reason of the Ramban. When the Balei Tosfos learned Chumash in Parshas Re'eh and they got to the Sifrei, the Balei Tosfos said, that's what we've been telling you all along. That you're not over by Rav Matzah on Chumash or Bittul. Why? Because it's not yours. Why isn't it yours? Why is it? Because it's hefker. According to Tosfos, the mechanism of Didi Bominis that's making it not l'cha is plain hefker. Nothing more, nothing less. Plain and simple hefker. Both Tosfos and the Ramban were thrilled to discover the Sifrei. For totally different reasons. The Ramban was thrilled because it strengthened his argument that the real reason why you're not over is because it's not yours. Predicated in Rabbi Shmuel Shtickel Torah. And unlike what the Ramban wrote at the beginning, it was derived from Tashbis. The Ramban backpedals from that. And Tosfos is thrilled about the Sifrei because this is the source that it's mamash hefker. It's regular hefker, plain and simple hefker. Which Rishon was probably not too thrilled to discover the Sifrei? Rashi was not at all happy. Because according to Rashi, Lo Yero L'cha Chometz is not the source for Bittul Chometz. Not by a long shot. It's not the source of Bittul Chometz. So what would Rashi respond? The Sifrei is staring you in the face. Lefini is daiti. This question that we've been spending the bulk of our time for the last couple of weeks and months on, what is bittul? Is it hefker? Is it tashbisu? Is it a watered down hefker like the Ran? Is it hafkami moment based on Rabbi Shmuel? We have almost like four different biurim floating around. We got Rashi's pure tashbisu, Tosfos pure hefker, the Ran and the Ramban are both relying on Rabbi Shmuel, albeit in different ways. According to three out of these four Rishonim, bittul is related to some kind of aspect of dinim ominous. According to Rashi, bittul is rooted in this of a hefker. It's a mitzvah satera. It's not dinim ominous b'chlal. Rabbi say this fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam on the one side against Tesis Ramban and the Rambam on the other side, this machlokes did not begin with the Rishonim. This machlokes goes all the way back to the days of the Hilchos Tanoim. The Tana and the Sifrei is not looking at Bittul through the eyes of Rashi. But there is another Tana who is. Who's the other Tana? A Tana means someone who lived in the days of the Tanoim. Who's the other Tana? Who is the ultimate source for Rashi? The Rabban already told it to you. Who is it? Who? Who's the Tana who says Bittul and Tashbisu are connected to one another? Which Tana said that? Which Tana said that? It's a tricky question. Not Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel didn't talk about the topic. He said, we didn't talk about the topic. Which individual who lived in the Kufas HaTanoim, who was the one who connected the dots? The Ramban said it. V'chein Unkelos v'targim tevat bun chavira. The Targum Unkelos was Tanoim. Unkelos was the contemporary of the Tanoim. In the Targum, the Hilchos Targum, state Tashbis was tevat bun. The Targum said it. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisur Biya has a certain machlekes with other Bishayim. He quotes Targum Unkelos lahalacha as a source. We usually think Shtayim Mikvecha Targum is a nice thing to do before Shabbos. No, it's a source for halacha. If that's what the Targum says, that was an official translation according to that those Tanoim. Rabbi said, what appears to be happening here is that this machlekes of Bishayim, what Bittul is an age-old machlekes. It's a machlekes between the Targum Unkelos and the Sifrei, the Tanoim and the Sifrei. Everyone gets to the same conclusion. Everyone gets to the point of Bittul. Everyone's got to end it. That's the end point. It's like the Havdol, like, you know, that's my destination. I can take the FDR, I can take the Cross Bronx, I can take the streets. There are a million different ways to get to the bridge. I got to get to the bridge. So everyone's got to get to the destination of Bittul. That's your final destination. You want to get it there through mitzvahs of Torah of Tashbisu? That's the path taken by Rashi and the Targum and the Rambam. You want to get there through some razzle-dazzle dini mominus? You don't want to take the highway, you want to take the streets of mominus? Okay, there are a lot of different ways to go to the streets. You can go to the streets of Manhattan, through the streets of the Bronx. You go through Staten Island, you go through Nevada. There are a lot of different ways to get to the same place. You want to go down the route of streets, you want to go down the route of dini mominus? You want to go straight Taisus or Hefker? Presumed hate. You don't like Taisus, you think it's a watered-down Hefker? The Ran will take you there. You want to ignore the model of Hefker and evoke some other model of dini mominus? Yush, that kind of stuff. The Ran will get you there. There's only one person who maybe will not end up by the bridge. He's going to end up detouring, he's ending off in another continent. Who is that? Only one opinion within one opinion. Who is that? Shekhs Ayy Bidas, Rabbi Yosef Lili, will never get into New Jersey. Quarantined, he can't make it home. So everybody say, who put all these, this is partial, right? This is most of the Pshita, Admaid. Just have to put together the pieces of the puzzle. So everybody say, this is just the background. We haven't even begun, John Paul Jones said, haven't begun the fight, haven't begun the sugya yet. Now the sugya refocuses on the Rambam. And the Rambam invoked the halachic concept that basically is the mafkiya by Rav Motzi. And what was that halachic concept? One word. Yush. Seventh grade, Eilu Metzius. This is the Rambam in his final approach to the sugya. It's not Tashbisu anymore. Tashbisu went by the wayside. It's pure dini mominus. And what created the Hafkon dini mominus was either the Didon, the Rabban, and the fact that it's also no, that's a Mafkiya dini mominus. Or could there be a single Yush is also an equally valid Mafkiya dini mominus. Where in the world did the Rabban get this notion that Yush is a Mafkiya dini mominus? Who told the Rabban that? The Rabban learned. The Rabban learned in the Metzius. So the Rabban realized that's exactly what's going on in Shor Sanhedrin. That's the ABCs of Eilu Metzius. I lost my wallet. I'm a Siyaish on the wallet. Why is the din El Metzius Shalom? Why are you allowed to take it? Why is there Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda anymore? How could the whole Perek of Mitzvahs be dedicated to that phenomena of Yush? The answer is, the mitzvah Shabbos Aveid is, I have to return something to you if you're the owner of that object. If you are no longer the owner of that object, it's for Shabbos Aveid. So the Ramban clearly was learning, the Ramban invoked the imagery of Yush by Aveda to highlight this idea that once the owner is Mitzvah, it's not his anymore. It's gone, goodbye, it's finished, it's history. Once you're Mitzvah, the game is over. Once you're Mitzvah, there's no 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 Mitzvah, by your Rabbi Matzah, because you're Choyet HaRad, Tal Roy Shel, Ein HaShulcha. So is that something that is startling to us? That's something that's muskim to us? Is that something that we're comfortable with? But once a Messiah from something, it's Yotze Mishusi? Is that really true or not, Andrew? So the truth is, the Ramban really only needed it according to Rabbi Yosef Gluli. Yemen says, without Rabbi Yosef Gluli, I could have just simply invoked the idea that Yisur Hanar in a Shalai. Okay. But Lamai said, Ramban wouldn't have invoked the imagery if he didn't think it was true. So I want to know, I want to get into the inner recess of the Hilgi Ramban's mind, the Ramban saw in the Parashas of Eden. The Ramban didn't say this all to us. The Ramban, all he said was Yush. But if he said Yush, well, where did Yush come from? The only sugi we know of Yush is the Shabbos of Eden. So I want to raise the following question. Is the Ramban correct in his analysis of Aveda? Is it really Mucha for the Parashah of Eil Metziah Shalai that you can keep the lost wallet? Is that really a right that they use something as Yatsim Meshusai? I want to present the following Chakira for you. I want to understand the ABCs of Hashem Sadeh. Eil Metziah Shalai, Eil Chayva Hachmas. Sometimes you're allowed to keep a lost object, you find it, sometimes you have to do Hashem Sadeh on it. And the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the criteria is one and one alone. The entire parak is dedicated to this idea, what I'm Messiah Shalom, but Yat Messiah Shalom. When you finish learning the first five blad of Eil Metziah, you realize that all the five blad are all details. Under these circumstances, the owner is Messiah Shalom, here he's not Messiah Shalom, here he's Messiah Shalom, with the Simon, not a Simon, yeah, good Simon, these are all details, but there's only one principle in the entire first five blad. That Yush is the mafkir, is the mafkir of the mitzvah Shabbos Aveidah. Yesh lach bar Rabbi, how do you understand that? My high that Yush is a mafkir. One can understand one of two ways. Either one can understand the Ramban, that Yush is mighty the davar mishuscha. So once it's yotze mishuscha, memela, there's no mitzvah Shabbos. I'm not going to return Aveidah to a person who doesn't exist. Just as the Moshav is the Dover Shal Hefker, I say Dover Shal Hefker in the street. I got a purple sign in the way of Israel. It says, I found the Dover Shal Hefker, please come and get who's coming, Mr. Hefker. So once the guy's Mishayish, that's tantamount to an effect being mafkirit. Is that the pshat? And why there's no Hashem Tzaveid and noch Yush? No, that's not the pshat. Hashem Tzaveid is a gewald kechidish atayra. You know why? Because the starting point in Allah is finders, keepers, losers, weepers. He lost it, it's over, finished. I should be able to keep it. Why am I not allowed to keep it? What's preventing me from keeping it? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom had such rachamim and wanted us to become such rachmanim b'nei rachmanim. The Rebbeinu Shalom wanted us to emulate Avraham Avinu, Bali Chesed, that the poor guy Nebuch lost his wallet even though Midas Adin dictates it's gone. Gone, goodbye. But it's a rachamim dictates, be a nice guy, go the extra mile, and give him back his wallet, even though it's not even really his anymore. It's the mitzvah satayra of Hashavas Aveda. And the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is preventing you from keeping it. In terms of pure dinimaminus, there's really nothing wrong with you keeping it. But the mitzvah satayra of Hashavas Aveda is standing in the way. Imke, if for whatever reason, the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda doesn't apply. For whatever reason, I'll give you a shtibot Torah, why does not Shabbos Aveda? I'll give you a makor, a pasuk, I'll give you a reason why. Once the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is paka, memela, I don't have to return it to you. Once I don't have to return it to you, once there's no more mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, what happens? What rule, what basic Allahic principle kicks in? Find his keepers, lose his weepers. It belongs to me. Yush is the mafki of a mitzvah of Hashem Sadeh. Yush doesn't mean that it's not his. Yush is not the mechanism of mammonis. Yush is not a mafkia from Ba'ayus. Yush is a point there in the mitzvah of Ramach HaVeiroi of Hashem HaSaveda. Mameila, once there's no mitzvah Hashem HaSaveda, Mameila I can keep it. Because the starting point is I can always keep it. The only thing that's preventing me from keeping it in the first place is the mitzvah Hashem HaSaveda. Once that mitzvah is parked off, Mameila I get to keep it. So what's the nature of the din of Yush? It's clear from the Ramban. The Ramban understood the first problem. Because if you don't think that's correct, if you don't really believe that is correct, that Yush is a mafkia of Ba'ilus, then what in the world does that have to do with Chametz? How is Yush a matter by Rav Matzah? According to the Ramban, the whole Rabbi Shmuel, at least within the view of Rabbi Yossi Glili, is that once there's Yush, the game's over. Yush is mafkia from Ba'ilus. Allah, Hashem Saveda. What do you mean Hashem Saveda? Hashem Saveda, that's not even what's happening, Hashem Saveda. If you take the second approach of Yush, when I lose my wallet, call oh that the wallet is on the floor. Who owns that wallet? Who's the rightful owner of that wallet? The original violator. Even if he is besieged from the wallet, who's the rightful owner of the wallet? The original violator. When does the wallet transfer to the rishus of the maitse? When? When he what? When he picks it up. Kolzman, that he hasn't, the Maitzi hasn't picked it up yet, it's not his. Kolzman, the Maitzi hasn't picked it up yet, it hasn't been Yotzi Midemi Shesabayla. It's mine, but find his keepers. And since Yush already occurred, Yush is the matter of the mitzvah, it's the mafki of the mitzvah, the point of the mitzvah of Saveda. That's the mechanism of Elam Mitzvahs. So it's clear as day that there are matter of point. It is not only clear as day that Ramban did not buy into this in terms of his theory about Chometz in general. Ramban actually says it in the Sugyas of Hashem Saveda. In one place as it relates to Chometz, another place it relates to a different area of Hashem Saveda. So there's a Ramban on the fourth of the Mamakonis. It's a very, very tricky Gemara with different yourselves and different opinions in the Rishonim, so we're not going to be able to go all of it, just for the part we want to extract from the Ramban. The Gemara talks about a Chanusha Yisrael. It's a Jewish-owned store, and some of the merchandise are Jewish merchandise, and some of the workers are Goyim, or vice versa. It's a Goyish-owned store, and the merchandise is owned by Goyim, and the workers are Jewish. Every different possibility out there. And the Ramban basically explains as follows. That, if you take a look at the third line, the back of the page, the third top line, was the end of the line. Chanushal Goyim, Umalayshal Goyim, it's a Goyish owned store. The merchandise is owned by Goyim. Upali is on the Chanushal Shabbat. The workers are Jewish, and they bring Chometz in there, they eat lunch on the job. And Chometz Shinimsa Shamachapes Chasapado. Says the Rabban in his gears of this Braisim, Sachem of Hamid Aleph, that it's a Geisha owned store, Geisha merchandise, but the workers are Jewish, that Chometz is Chometz Shalva Pesach. Why is that? The Ramban continues. Perish. Loyli Pnesha Aimrim Shemim Yatoli Yisrael Nofim Pesach. Says the Ramban, what do you think? That we're being Cheshed, that the workers are eating Chometz on Pesach? That they brought pizza on Pesach? What are you talking about? Halekel Amemish, Halekel Yisrael Kach. Who is Chayshin, Chayrim, Chal Yisrael, Shayrim, Chometz, and Pesach, crazy. So what are we Chayshish about? El Hashem Abiyad Tola Yisrael Nofel Kedem Pesach. We're afraid that the Jewish workers dropped this food here last week. 3 days before Yom Tov, they were munching on their cookies and they left the cookie behind by mistake. Now, don't say, well, now it's Goyisha on Chometz and it should be okay after Pesach. Because after all, wasn't the Baal HaChanus the guy? Didn't he acquire it? No, Shashanino, because the Bishop of Metzia, Matzah HaChanus of Yerushalayim. The Baal HaChanus is not kind of something that's in his Chanus. Why not? Without the Kiddin Chatzah, you got to learn a little Metzia to figure out what the answer to that question is. V'kevet she'ein Baal HaChanus Zeichaboy, since the Baal HaChanus is not Zeich on it, Harei Shamoy Tzai. Because Manchlo Zoch Be Adam, Mishas Abayim Hashem Olaymei. He says, it's still Kozma, nobody got it. It's still the original owners. Ooh, now it starts to get very, very tricky. And the Ramban says, the Ramban makes reference to Rashidus Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the only time there's an issue of Chometz Chol Pesach is if the Chometz was owned by a Jew. It's not like it's a Tanoi. We pass in that Chometz Chol Pesach was an issue of the Rabban. It was a penalty that was made for violation of Rabbi Matzei. Therefore, if a Goy owned Chometz, it's not my problem. If a Jew owned Chometz, it is my problem. So listen to what the Ramban says. Let's pick it up from Shmamina. It's the end of the line, the fifth line from the bottom. Shmamina. The Chikanis from Shimon, the Chometz Chol Pesach, Chometz Chol Pesach. Lambdaf could be able to buy Rabbi Matzah. Says the Ramban, it could be called Jewish own quotation mark comments, even though the Jew never really violated by Rabbi Matzah. Baby shaking, baby amazing, I'm rather conceited. Why? So the Ramban's about to prove to you that the violation of Rabbi Matzah is not really the engine that's driving Chometz Chol Pesach. The Chometz Zeh Shenimtza Bechanus, this Chometz that's sitting in the Goy store, She'asa Bana, Kaidem HaPesach Avar Hemenu. Before Pesach, it was an Aveda already. He didn't even know it was here anymore. The worker was eating here a week before Pesach. He dropped the heifer cookie. He didn't even know it was there. It's an Aveda. And in theory, somebody could take it. For Rosh Hashanah. For the Avad of Kalam by Rabbi Motzei. The Jew did not violate by Rabbi Motzei. You have Bichin also after Pesach. And Ava Bichin is a canaster of Chometz Chol Pesach. So the Ramban's thrust is to try to prove to you, don't be such a stickler for details. Don't tell me that only if Befoyel there was a violation of by Rabbi Motzei does the canaster kick in. No, it could kick in even if it's not an absolute clear violation by Rabbi Motzei. How did the Ramban know that the original guy was not over by Rabbi Motzei? How did Ramban know that? Why isn't the original fellow over by Rabbi Matzah? Because what was it? The Ramban said, Kana Pesach what? What did Ramban say? What two words? Three lines from the bottom. The end of the line. Kana Pesach Avar Hemenu. It was an Aveda. What does the Ramban say? It was an Aveda. We stopped the guys in the Shiaishu. We couldn't kill us about it anymore. So the game's over. It's not his anymore. Therefore, he's not over by Rabbi Matzah. What did the Ramban just say? That Aveda, Yush, Aveda, that parish of Elimitzias, is a mafkia of Bibles. The Ramban happened to hold that still Chomesh Rav Pesach, because Chomesh Rav Pesach doesn't need a real violation by Rabbi Matzah. So we're not interested in that right now. We want to extract that one line from the Ramban, that Aveda is Avad Himenu, is no by Rabbi Matzah. Because it was Yotze Mishus Abayla. So this Ramban is the Shittasai in that Ramban earlier about Rabbi Yosef Gluli. Ramban in two places.
Does the fact that it says Aveda automatically mean there's Yesh? Because going within the second opinion we had said where Yesh is a potent from Hashem's Aveda, it seemed like once you have Yesh, it no longer has that status of Aveda and takes on some kind of new status.
No, it's still called an Aveda. It's an Aveda that there's no Mitzvah Shavas Aveda on anymore. I mean, it's still, it's all would be many. So, L'chaira, it is clear from both of these Rambans that this chakira that we raised, we're learning Yom Tzias in 7th grade. Who here learned this chakira in 7th grade? Avi, they didn't tell you this chakira in 7th grade. What's the nature of Yush? Is Yush a mafkia bailos or Yush just a paita from the mitzvah? It is clear from both nuances of the Ramban. The Ramban invoked the imagery of Aved and Yush two times to knock out by Rabbi Matzah out of the box. The Zariah brewer, the Ramban Shita, was that once you be siyash, the bailos is gone. It's done. Gone, goodbye. By saying, I bring a third Ramban, Chuta Meshulash, Lo Behem Yunosah, bring a third Raya from a third Ramban, that once you be sashed on something, the game's over. It's not yours anymore. You need a little bit of a background. It's a Gemara by Metziah Daf Yudam and Aleph. Everyone got these Makaras so far? Everyone got what we're up to? We're discussing the following shadow. I see there's a lost wallet on the floor, there's no Simon on it. It's an Aveda. So I'm running over, I assume the guy knows about it already. It's Yush Red, it's Yush Midas. I'm about to go pick it up. I'm excited, I'm atzasa, $100 in the wallet. Use a few extra dollars to get ready for Shabbos. And then right before I pick it up, I say, you know what? I don't really need this money so much. I'm doing okay. My friend, he's a little bit more financially straight right now. I'll pick up the wallet, have in mind to be zeich on behalf of my friend. How am I going to do that? How in the world does that work? What's that must be based on? There's only one way to explain away that phenomenon. How in the world am I going to... I'm going to do a kinyan on behalf of somebody else? How are you talking? What? So Parshat Zoch L'Rishlo B'Fonov, right? The Gemara doesn't say I was even appointed to do it. Parshat Zoch L'Rishlo B'Fonov. So it's great. What's the problem? If you want to give me a gift, you want to give Reuben a gift, Reuben's not here. So the Mishnah says, you give it to me. I'm a Zaychon and his behalf. So what's the difference? So Kum Tehillah Amarim, if Nachman Rav Chizda De'ambi Chavayim, Hamagbim Etzil Echaber L'Kon Echaber. No. The buck stops here, no pun intended. You can't do that. You can give it, you can be makabel matona biad chaveira, but you can't be magbir metziel biad chaveira. My time, I'll listen to this formulation. Have you tefis the balchay b'mach mishchav le'achayrim? If you have tefis the balchay b'mach mishchav le'achayrim le'kon. I'm going to use the following mashal. The Hilgam Arav, Nachar Chiz, is sitting around in Bavel trying to analyze why is the statement they just said true? Why le'kon chaveira? Following mashal. I owe Reuven $100. I borrowed $100 from last year. I owe him $100. I have to also owe Shimon $100. And I only have $100 in my pocket. Either Reuven's going to get paid or Shimon's going to get paid. Levi is the third guy. Decides he's going to be the big tzaddik. He's going to go over to me and pull me over and grab the $100 on behalf of Reuven. Such a tzaddik. Zach Nesho Bafonov. Right? Gavaldik. What could be wrong? What's the problem, by side? He's doing a big favor to Reuven, all right? What's he doing in the process? He's doing a tremendous disservice to who? I owe Reuven $100, I owe Levi $100. Oftentimes I owe Reuven $100, I owe Shimon $100. So Levi's the big tzaddik being typhus on behalf of Reuven. By doing so, he's doing a big disservice to Shimon. So Gemara says, you can't do that. Hatayves about chaybakam chashcha v'chem l'kona. What's the pasuk? What's pshat in the Gemara? What kind of din is that? L'chay, what the Gemara is saying as follows. Zoch d'arim shol b'fonah means, I can do a zchus for somebody, provided that what? Provided that what?
Not a chobah to somebody else.
It doesn't impact that, it'll be on somebody else. I want to be a tzaddik for somebody at no one else's expense. That's wonderful. But the minute that I'm being chav l'chayrim, the whole pasuk's chiyah breaks down. Zoch d'arim shol b'fonah means, chval g'chadish Gemara's in Kedusha, not in Beit. You can do it's chus for somebody, provided that there's no person who's suffering in the process. So that's what Rav Nachman of Chizda said. If I want to be teifes of al-chayv, and machmash achav la-chayrim, you can't do that. If Reuven, if I only owe Reuven, but I don't owe anybody else money, so then Levi can grab the money on Reuven's behalf. But if I owe Shimon the same money, and I won't be able to pay Shimon back, that's not right. Machmash achav la-chayrim. So Rav Nachman of Chizda said, the same is true by Magbir B'tzir la-chayrim. When I pick up a mitzia on behalf of somebody else, I'm doing a tremendous disservice. To who? To who? Yeah, I lost it? To who?
There's other creditors.
There's no creditors. Mitzia.
Everyone else?
Everyone else.
Possibly.
A minute ago, there were 300 people running, making the dash for this wallet. I get there first. Anyone comes over and this guy's so Reuven. That's very nice. You're a big tzaddik. At the expense of the other 300 people now. They lost their rights to get this wallet. So Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda formulated this klal and said, you want to know what? Because it's a halach equivalent of Tavis Bachad 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 Bachad. At the end of the fifth of my claim is, Abba B'chid Rav Rav Yechanan and Mabil Tzil Chavir Kona Chavir. Rav Yechanan said, when the Chizda's covered, Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda, they're not correct. And the din is, Mabil Tzil Chavir Kona Chavir. What's the obvious question? According to Rabbi Yechanan, why isn't this the same as Tovus Bachal Bachal Shechav Achirim? And we know that Rabbi Yechanan happens to say in other places in Shas that Tovus Bachal Taka Lo Kona. We know for a fact that Rabbi Yechanan holds Tovus Bachal Bachal Shechav Achirim Taka doesn't work. So Rav Nachman Rav Chizda extrapolated from Tovus Bachal Bachal Shechav Achirim and said Magmir and Tzir Chavir Lo Kona Chavir, right? And Rabbi Yechanan somehow holds it's a difference between the two. that comparison of Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda is not accurate, says Rav Yechonon. And that's the multi-million dollar question we have to wait till Sunday for. Why is that comparison lacking? What is different about Magbir Tzir L'Chaveray? How is that markedly different than Tavis Machamachash Bechayr? Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda assume something in building that bridge between the two cases, and Rav Yechonon is holding back on that bridge. Once we understand the Nekudas HaMachlekes HaMeroyim in this sugya, we'll be privy to a fascinating comment in the Ramban in Baba Tzir Davyud, where in one line, the Ramban adds to his theory what Aveda is and what Aveda is not, what Yush is, what Yush perhaps is not. And once we have collected all these Rambans, again, the Ramban never told us, tell them all what a Shita is. We're doing some investigating. You have to be a good detective, learn to a sugya. We dug up a Ramban on Daf Dalet, and we combined with the Rabbi Yasaguli, and we dug up a Ramban on Daf Lamed Aleph, and then we dug up a Ramban, we're about to dig up hopefully a Ramban in Babitzi Daf Yud, and we're going to collect all the data and come up with a theory of the Ramban about what Yush is all about. And don't forget, according to Ramban, Midaraisi Bitbi Amasagi is hinging on the truth of his theory. Once we finish, Mirat Hashem, hopefully on Sunday, putting together the pieces of the Ramban Shita, then we have to test that theory in the laboratory and see what other Rishayim say, what other Gemara say about it. Is the Ramban's theory absolutely any holes in it at all? So we have a lot of work to do, everybody says. So we didn't even really begin the sugya yet. We still got a lot of work to do in this Ramban, a lot of work to do on the extension of this Ramban. Again, it's all just the Rishayim to be on the Sagi. We're just looking for another pshat. It's not like we don't have enough. We have Rashi, we have Taisus, we have the Ran, but we need the Ramban. So within the world of the Ramban, we still got a lot of work. Okay, we'll take a little chumash.